I stand paralyzed as he closes the distance between us, devouring me with his eyes. Holy shit. Something's amiss. The strain in his jaw, the anxiety around his eyes. He shrugs out of his jacket, undoes his dark tie and slings them both onto the couch en route to me. Then his arms are wrapped around me and he's pulling me to him. Hard, fast, gripping my ponytail to tilt my head up, kissing me like his life depends on it. What the hell? He drags the hair tie painfully out of my hair, but I don't care. There's a desperate primal quality to his kiss. He needs me, for whatever reason, at this point in time, and I have never felt so desired and coveted. It's dark and sensual and alarming all at the same time. I kiss him back with equal fervor, my fingers twisting and fisting in his hair. Our tongues entwined, our passion and ardor erupting between us. He tastes divine, hot, sexy, and his scent, all body wash and Christian, is so arousing. He drags his mouth away from mine and he's staring down at me, gripped by some unnamed emotion. What's wrong? I breathe. I'm so glad you're back. Shower with me. Now. I can't decide if it's a request or a command. Yes, I whisper, and he grabs my hand, leading me out of the big room into his bedroom, to his bathroom. Once there, he releases me and sets the water running in the far too spacious shower. Turning slowly, he gazes at me, eyes hooded. I like your skirt. It's very short, he says in his low voice.
Oh, sorry. Low voice. Voice low. I like your skirt. I like your skirt. It's very short.
I'm sorry.
You have great legs.
He steps out of his shoes and reaches down to take each of his socks off, never taking his eyes off me. I am rendered speechless by the look of hunger in his eyes. Wow. To be this wanted by this Greek god. I mirror his actions and step out of my black flats. Suddenly, he reaches for me, backing me up against the wall, kissing me, my face, my throat, my lips, running his hands into my hair. I feel the cool, smooth, tiled wall at my back as he pushes himself against me, so I am flattened between his heat and the chill of the ceramic. Tentatively, I place my arms on his upper arms, and he groans as I squeeze tightly. I want you now, here, fast, hard, he breathes, and his hands are on my thighs, pushing up my skirt.
Are you still bleeding?
No, I flush.
Good.
I'm sorry, I don't have a Christian voice. His thumbs hook over my white cotton panties. Obviously, if it's white cotton panties, you know, she's not going to be bleeding. Come on. Nobody wears white when they're bleeding. His thumbs hook over my white cotton panties, and abruptly, he drops to his knees as he tugs them off. My skirt is now rucked up so that I'm naked from the waist down, and panting, wanting. He grabs my hips, pushing me against the wall again, and kisses me at the apex of my thighs. Grabbing my upper thighs, he forces my legs apart. I groan loudly, feeling his tongue circling, feeling his tongue circling. My clitoris. Oh my. Tipping my head back involuntarily, I moan as my fingers find their way into his hair. His tongue is relentless, strong and insistent. Laving me? I don't know if this is like a typo because I found like a PDF file. Oh man. Sorry. Swirling round and round, again and again, non-stop. It's exquisite. The intensity of feeling. It's almost painful. My body starts to quicken, and he releases me. What? No. My breathing is ragged as I pant, gazing at him with delicious anticipation. He grabs my face with both hands, holding me firmly, and he kisses me hard, thrusting his tongue into my mouth so I can taste my arousal. Unzipping his fly, he frees himself, grabs the backs of my thighs and lifts me.
Wrap your legs around me, baby. Sorry. Wrap your legs around me, baby.
He commands, his voice urgent, strained. Oh, okay, urgent, strained. How do you... if I try to do urgent and strained, it might sound like I'm constipated. Sorry. I do as I'm told and wrap my arms around his neck. And he moves quickly and sharply, filling me. Ah. He gasps. I groan. Holding my behind, his fingers digging into my soft flesh, he begins to move, slowly at first, a steady, even tempo. But as his control unravels, he speeds up faster and faster. I tip my head back and concentrate on the invading, punishing, heavenly sensation, pushing me, onward, higher, up, and when I can take it no more, I explode around him, spiraling into an intense, all-consuming orgasm. He lets go with a deep growl, and he buries his head in my neck. In my neck. Is he like a werewolf? I was like, rawr. sorry. Buries my neck as he buries himself inside me, groaning loudly and incoherently as he finds his release. His breathing is erratic, but he kisses me tenderly, not moving, still inside me. And I blink, unseeing into his eyes. As he comes into focus, he gently pulls out of me, holding me steady while I place my feet on the floor. The bathroom is now cloudy with steam and hot. I feel overdressed. The water was on the entire time? Oh man. Water is a precious commodity, guys. You cannot just have the water running, especially in that, you know, overly spacious shower, space with it's terrible, such a waste of water. Think about the drought, man.